Lesson 23, Love One Another as I Have Loved You. Luke chapter 22, verses 1 through 38, and John chapters 13 through 15. Purpose: to inspire class members to follow Jesus' example by loving and serving others. Preparation: 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. Luke chapter 22, verses 7 through 30. Jesus meets with his 12 apostles for the feast of the Passover. He institutes the sacrament and teaches the apostles that they should serve others. B. John chapter 13. Jesus washes the feet of the apostles and commands them to love one another. C. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 15, and chapter 15. Jesus teaches, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He compares himself to a vine and his disciples to the vine's branches. Note the verses from chapters 14 and 15 that are about the Comforter will be discussed in Lesson 24. 2. Additional reading. Matthew chapter 26, verses 1 through 5, and verses 14 through 35. Mark chapter 14, verses 1 through 2, and 10 through 31. 3. If you use the attention activity, arrange to have a soloist or a small group of adults or children sing Love One Another, hymns number 308, at the beginning of class. If this is not feasible, bring a recording of the song or prepare to have class members sing it together. 4. If the following materials are available, use them during the lesson. A. The Pictures, The Last Supper, item number 62174, Gospel Art Picture Kit 225, and Jesus Washing the Apostles' Feet, item number 62550, Gospel Art Picture Kit 226. B. A small plan to illustrate your discussion of John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. 5. Suggestion for teaching. Singing or playing a hymn or primary song related to the topic of the lesson is a good way to invite the Spirit during the lesson. The Lord said, My soul delighteth in the song of the heart. Yea, the song of the righteous is a prayer unto me, and it shall be answered with a blessing upon their heads. Doctrine and Covenants, section 25, verse 12. See also Colossians, chapter 3, verse 16. Hymns and primary songs can also help class members learn the doctrines of the gospel. See Teaching No Greater Call, item number 36123, pages 45 through 46, and pages 172 through 174. Suggested lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Have the soloist or small group sing Love One Another, or play a recording or have class members sing the hymn together. See the preparation section. Explain that the text of this hymn comes from John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35. Have class members turn to the scripture and ask someone to read it aloud. Point out that Jesus spoke these words at the Last Supper. This lesson will discuss this commandment and other things Jesus said and did during this meeting with his apostles. Scripture discussion and application. As you teach the following scripture passages, discuss how the Savior's words and actions during the Last Supper showed his love for his apostles and for us. Help class members understand that Jesus wants us to follow his example in loving and serving others. 1. Jesus institutes the sacrament. Discuss Luke chapter 22, verses 7 through 30. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. Point out that this Passover meal shared by Jesus and his apostles the day before Jesus was crucified is often called the Last Supper. Display the picture of the Last Supper. When Jesus and his apostles met to eat the Passover meal, Jesus introduced the ordinance of the sacrament. What did he tell the apostles about the purpose of the sacrament? See Luke chapter 22, verses 19 through 20. It was to help them remember him and his atoning sacrifice. how does partaking of the sacrament help you remember the Savior? Elder Jeffrey R. Holland said, "Since that upper room experience on the eve of Gethsemane and Golgotha, children of the promise have been under covenant to remember Christ's sacrifice in this newer, higher, more holy and personal way. If remembering is the principal task before us, what might come to our memory when those plain and precious emblems are offered to us?" In Conference Report, October 1995, page 88 and page 90, or Ensign, November 1995, page 67 and page 68. Discuss answers to Elder Holland's question, including some of the following things that Elder Holland suggested we should remember about the Savior. In Conference Report, October 1995, pages 90 through 91, or Ensign, November 1995, pages 68 through 69. A. His love and strength in the Grand Council of Heaven. B. That He is the Creator of heaven and earth. C. All that He did in His premortal life as Jehovah. D. The simple grandeur of His birth. E. His teachings. F. His miracles and healings. G. That all things which are good cometh of Christ, Moroni chapter 7, verse 24. H. The unkind treatment, rejection, and injustice He endured. I. That He descended below all things in order to rise above them. J. That He made His sacrifices and endured His sorrows for each of us. Why is it important that we take the sacrament each week? How can we prepare ourselves spiritually before partaking of the sacrament? At the Last Supper, the apostles again contended about which of them should be accounted the greatest. Luke chapter 22, verse 24. See also Matthew chapter 18, verse 1. Luke chapter 9, verse 46. In what ways do we sometimes wish to be considered greater than someone else? How can we overcome these feelings? What did the Lord teach about true greatness? See Luke chapter 22, verses 25 through 27. See also Matthew chapter 20, verses 25 through 28. How does He Himself exemplify this teaching? How can we follow His example? 2. After washing their feet, Jesus commands the apostles to love one another. Read and discuss selected verses from John chapter 13. Display the picture of Jesus washing the apostles' feet. Explain that when Jesus and His apostles had eaten the Last Supper, Jesus washed each of the apostles' feet. John chapter 13, verses 4 through 5. This task was usually performed by a servant when a guest arrived. One reason Jesus did this was to teach His apostles about humility and service. Why do you think Simon Peter objected when Jesus began to wash his feet? See John chapter 13, verse 6 and verse 8. He felt it was not right for the Lord to act as a servant. How did Jesus respond? See John chapter 13, verse 8. What did Jesus tell the apostles about why He had washed their feet? See John chapter 13, verses 12 through 17. He told them that they should follow His example of service. How has service to others brought you happiness? What can we learn from Jesus' words and actions about the qualities of good leaders? How can we follow His example when we are in positions of leadership? During the Last Supper, Jesus repeatedly told His disciples to love one another. John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35, and chapter 15, verses 12 and 17. What are some specific things we can do to follow Christ's example of love? 3. Jesus teaches, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and I am the true vine." Discuss John chapter 14, verses 1 through 15, and chapter 15. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. Why was Thomas concerned when Jesus told the apostles, "Whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know"? See John chapter 14, verses 4 through 5. What did Jesus tell Thomas? See John chapter 14, verse 6. Why is Jesus the only way by which we can come unto Heavenly Father? Jesus taught his disciples to show their love for others through service. What did he tell them to do to show their love for him? See John chapter 14, verse 15. How does our obedience demonstrate our love for the Lord? As he taught his apostles, Jesus used the symbol of a vine, John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. Who is symbolized by the vine? By the husbandman, gardener, by the branches. See John chapter 15, verse 1 and verse 5. If you brought a plant to class, display it now. What happens to a leaf or branch that is cut off from the rest of the plant? How is your relationship to the Savior like the relationship of a leaf or branch to the main body of the plant? In the Savior's comparison, what does the gardener do to the branches of the vine that do not bear fruit? See John chapter 15, verse 2. What does he do to the branches that do bear fruit? Note that purgeth means purifies. See John chapter 15, verse 2, footnote 2c. What application might this have for us? Jesus taught, He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. John chapter 15, verse 5. How have you found this to be true? According to John chapter 15, verse 13, what is one of the greatest demonstrations of love? What does this tell us about the Savior's love for us? Conclusion. Testify that Jesus Christ loves us and wants us to love and serve one another. Challenge class members to remember Christ's atonement and his love for us during the sacrament each week. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or more of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. Taking upon us the name of Christ. During your discussion of the sacrament, you may want to discuss the following questions about taking upon ourselves the name of Christ. Some of the suggested answers are adapted from a talk given by Elder Dallin H. Oaks in the April 1985 General Conference. See Conference Report, April 1985, pages 101 through 105, or Ensign, May 1985, pages 80 through 83. When do we take upon ourselves the name of Christ? A. When we are baptized into his church. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 13. Mosiah chapter 25, verse 23. Moroni chapter 6, verse 3. Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 22 through 25. And section 20, verse 37. B. When we renew our baptismal covenants by partaking of the sacrament. Moroni chapter 4, verse 3. Chapter 5, verse 2. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 77 and 79. C. When we proclaim our belief in him. D. When we take upon ourselves the authority to act in his name and exercise that authority. E. When we participate in the sacred ordinances of the temple. What do we promise when we take upon ourselves the name of Christ? A. We signify our willingness to do the work of his kingdom and our determination to serve him to the end. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 37, Moroni, chapter 6, verse 3. B. We promise to follow him with real intent, obeying him and repenting of our sins. 2 Nephi, chapter 31, verse 13, Mosiah, chapter 5, verse 8. What does Jesus Christ promise us when we take upon us his name? We become his sons and daughters, bearing his name. Those who are called by his name at the last day will be exalted. See Mosiah chapter 5, verses 7 through 9, chapter 15, verse 12, Alma chapter 5, verse 14, 3 Nephi chapter 27, verses 5 through 6, Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 55, 58, and 62. 2. Video presentation. The fifth segment of New Testament Customs, a selection from New Testament video presentations, item number 53914, includes information on feasts in New Testament times. This segment could help class members visualize the setting of the Last Supper and understand the reference to the disciple leaning on Jesus' bosom. John chapter 13, verse 23. 3. Class member presentation. Comparisons such as "I am the true vine" may be difficult for some people, especially youth, to understand. For a more personal illustration of Jesus Christ's love for us, invite one or two class members to share an experience where they felt the Savior's love, giving them strength, as a vine gives strength to its leaves or branches. Make the invitation at least a week in advance, and encourage the class members to seek the inspiration of the Holy Ghost in choosing an experience that is appropriate to share. End of Lesson 23. Love one another as I have loved you.